The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We are firmly into, communion season and kind of big birthday party season. I mean, that happens all year long. It's the nature of birthday parties. But now, you know, kids can get out and about. The weather's a bit better. It means you can inflate the bouncy castle maybe in the backyard, and all of that pushes up the price. 500 quid, the average price of a child's birthday party. Steve Cummins, comedian, is with me. Steve, are you surprised at that?
I'm not surprised, but it is a shocking amount of money. I mean, if you think about whatever you have to buy your kid, that 500 quid on top of it is crazy. But then, you know, I mean, I remember, like, obviously my lads are a bit older now, but we learned our lessons after each birthday party. Like, the first birthday party we had was for my eldest. He was about four, and we had it in the house, and we just, you mentioned there, a bouncy castle. And we put a bouncy castle out the back garden, which basically took up the entire back garden because it's a really small garden. And then we scrubbed and we scrubbed and we scrubbed and we scrubbed because my wife was going, you know, if a load of people are coming into the house, it's going to look amazing. And within 10 minutes, it was destroyed. And then it was, the garden was destroyed, the house was destroyed. So we swore never again. So then we did, you know, the fun centres and all the different activities. But it costs a stupid amount of money.
They're awful. They're awful. But the beauty of them is you come home and the house is as you left
it. That's the joy. Exactly. As I said, like, anyone who has ever sat with even a low-grade hangover in one of those centres.
Oh, sorry.
It is the seventh
level of
hell.
You deserve a Nobel Prize.
Yeah, I think Dante had it somewhere in his Inferno, as a mention of, you know, fun galaxy.
I think it was higher. I think it was 8 or 9 circle. He didn't get there. If Dante had written a follow-up.
Dante too. Yeah, exactly. But no, the thing is, it's with as you get older, then you realise, you know what? Obviously, the birthday is a huge day for your kid, and you want to make it special and magic and wonderful and everything else. So my advice to anybody is, get them to pick 2 or 3 really good friends and do something really nice. Mm. Maybe go to the cinema, go to a fancy water park, go to whatever, and then it's more special for them. And it involves, like, it saves all the... I had a woman once, because we always had one rule with the boys, which is when we did have parties, you invite who you want. It wasn't this blanket invite everybody in the class or anything like that. Invite who you like.
Go on, finish. You started that sentence by saying, I had a woman once. Go on.
Not to brag. But and that's why I have children. No, but I had a woman once after a party because my son didn't want to invite her son because they weren't getting on.
Okay, yes.
She rings me the following day to go... Oh, I was just concerned. I won't mention the name because she'd know. I was just wondering why so and so was invited. And I'm the perfect person to deal with that because I wasn't going to go, oh, I'm so sorry, whatever.
You just said it.
Yeah, no, they just don't get on. So I just said next month they might be best friends again. I said, but no, Sam didn't want them. So don't worry, just don't invite Sam to his. And it completely took the wind out of her sails because, you know, what are you going to do? How are you going to argue with that?
Yeah.
But that sort of thing. I was afterwards going, who rings up? Who is the person that actually rings up to go, why would you not invite my child?
Yeah.
If you really wanted me to tell you why I didn't invite your child, you wouldn't be happy. Your child is a bit of a you-know-what and nobody likes him. Or not nobody likes him, but my kid didn't like him. And he used to treat my kid badly. So the thing is, it's your child's day. I think we've spoken about this before, maybe a year ago. We do birthday eve in our house for the kids, which is like Christmas Eve. And all that happens is they get to choose whatever we have for dinner and they get to open one small present. And it's a way to make birthdays a little longer and a bit more exciting and a bit more special for the kid. So lashing out 500 quid and while it jumps into my head and then giving out goodie bags to all these kids, never did the goodie bags after the party.
Oh, did you not?
Not once. I'm after looking after your brats for 2 hours and feeding them full of pizza and cake.
No, you got to do the goodie bags. And then you've got to get backup goodie bags for people who turn up to collect their kid, but they've got other kids with them.
Do you see how crazy this is?
I'm telling you.
And you wonder why it's 500 quid.
This is the reality. Aideen Finnegan is on the line as well, podcast producer with the Irish Times. Aideen, were you surprised at the 500 quid figure?
I'm chuckling along here, Kieran, because I'm agreeing and nodding and I'm furiously taking notes because my children are a bit younger. So if Steve's been there, done that, I'm all ears. I was surprised when I saw that initially, and then I sat down and started doing a bit of tabulating and I was like, OK, I see how people can get there. But to be honest, there isn't a child in the world, including my own, I'd ever spend that money on because I don't have it. I don't have that money and I'm really surprised by people who do. I'm like, really? With all the other stuff, you know, and that's going on and even you want to have a holiday as well and buy a present for your kids on top of that. But I think I think if people want to, I actually have a friend who, as an adult, loves parties, loves throwing. If she throws a party, it has to be fancy dress. And we all roll our eyes and go, oh, I have to think of a costume now. She just loves them. So like the parties for her kids are pretty epic because that's her jam. Mm. And I think you do you. But if you can't afford it, then you're absolutely mad to go along with it. You gotta shout stop somewhere along the line.
But I thought Steve made a really interesting point there, though, as well, about scrubbing the house and getting it ready because there's going to be parents there. So this is something that is different nowadays is. From when we had parties as kids. You were dropped at the house and then your parents came to collect you. Nowadays, they do graduate to that. I mean, my kids are a kind of in between yours and Steve's. So we're still at the birthday parties, the big kind of class birthday parties, but the parents don't hang around. Not for the entirety, but, you know, there's still a bit of, I might have a cup of coffee or, you know, or a cup of coffee and collect it. So, that happens more now. And that kind of pushes up the cost a little as well, doesn't it? Because you think, well, if they're coming for coffee, they might want a scone or kind of croissant or something. And I should go down. And what if they all stay? It's kind of your worst case scenario budgeting, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I had so when my daughter was four, I had a party in the house with just a couple of, like, you know, people I know, like not her whole class sort of thing. And you have to have the parents stay in that case because you can't have that many four-year-olds. It's too, you know, they're too likely to do something dangerous.
It's the Hunger Games by the time you're finished with that.
Exactly. Like when they're a bit older, I think probably that is fine to drop and go. So I did exactly that. And I was like, okay, if parents are coming and, you know, some people, I don't live in Dublin. So like if people were traveling, I was like, well, they have someone else with them who can have a drink. So I better, you know, offer them a drink. So then I was going and getting alcohol. Then it was like, this is like a full adult party just with some children at it. And I didn't make that mistake again this year. Then I was like, it's soft play zone. Like I think they are an absolute sensory nightmare. And I, you know, my ears are ringing from days way more than ever whenever I went out clubbing or anything like that. These are just horrific. But you're done and dusted in 2 hours and there's no mess in the house, as you were saying. And also, actually, because I'm not making the mistake again of having a party in the house until I have to, I was kind of investigating what other things you can do. And there's a place near where I live. It's called the Imagination Station. And there was my daughter went to somebody else's birthday party there and they made slime. Like this was the greatest thing they could ever have done, is making their own slime. And then there are other people who do like baking parties. They come to your house and they will involve the kids in making lots of like cakes. One of my other friends, she rented, they had the local school hall. It was €20 for a couple of hours. So they rented that. And then the kids could, you know, play with all the stuff that was in, like the basketball hoops and all that kind of thing. So yeah. I think there are ways around it. If you are trying to economize slash make things a bit easier for yourself, like really you just have to, if you're kind of feeling pressured to do the balloon arch and all that, you know, Instagrammable stuff, the really fancy cake.
You're not doing that for the kids. If there's a balloon arch going up, it's not for the children. Let's be honest.
Exactly. You're literally trying to keep up with the Kardashians because like we're seeing all this stuff that they're doing on their show, like having these like even mini festivals for their kids and everyone is buying into it. It's like, no, hang on a second. You're not in their league. You do not have their resources. Mm. You do not have to compete on that level.
When you were listing off all the different ones, my daughter did pottery. They went to like a pottery class for a birthday party. It was great. They loved it. They all got something out of it. And they kind of learned something as well. And last year, my son, they went to this like forest where they kind of foraged for things. And then they basically lit a big fire. And 10-year-old boys just lighting fires in the woods. Absolutely incredible. But what was great about it is my son and his best pal are very close together, the birthday. So it's you join them together for the class. This is a very clever idea, Steve. Some have you heard this?
I have, yeah.
Where they might even organize it whereby all the kids born in October, they'll pick a weekend and have the birthday. Now, I know it maybe strips a bit of individuality out of it.
It massively strips it.
You can still do your birthday Eve thing.
I don't agree with that one.
Oh, come on.
As I said, it is your kid's special day. Look, if you don't want to do the big parties, do one special birthday party, right? Just do your first one, right? Spend the money, have it in the house. When people arrive to the house, have an empty vodka bottle, half fill it with water.
Okay.
When they're dropping their kid off, have a little swig out of your water bottle and then just go, on you go in there. Nobody's going to come to your next year's birthday party. You're saved from doing it for the rest of your life.
We did a tie-dye birthday party. All got to take one home. They absolutely loved it. That's not a bad idea. Cheapest chips as well, really, doing a tie-dye birthday
party.
Don't
do it in your own house.
Do it in a dirty old bucket outside. A birthday party. Best one my son had, local community centre, €20 for the hour. Everyone bought a Nerf gun and big buckets of bullets from Smith's Pizza Delivery. We were sorted. Parents who spend big money on birthdays are the ones who have communions and confirmations and grow up to have big weddings and 21st and all that. Poor things stuck in a cycle of empty spending. There's a bit of me, Steve, as well, that wonders whether we're just kind of repeating the conversations that every generation have, because the birthday parties today are bigger than when we were younger. But I suspect my parents looked at ours and went, these are slightly bigger than our birthday parties. And their parents probably looked at theirs and said, these are probably slightly bigger.
I only remember one birthday party when I was growing up. Mm. And it was the local auctioneer's son. And they had everyone in the class around to his thing. And we were just blown away. Like real full-size wagon wheels for everybody, you know, stuff like that. We were
excited. What? But not even the multi-pack?
But not even, just, there you go, child, take that and run.
Oh, my God.
But the thing is, if you have, you know, I get the idea of, you know, people thinking that parties, but parties now, I mean, there is so much choice. Birthday party used to be, it was nearly always in the house, in someone's house. And it was
The same games,
throw sweets at the problem and they'd be fine. So yes, obviously they're much bigger now and the choice is there. But as you said, with balloon arches and Instagrammable and everything else. And I like that person said, it's empty spending, because you have a massive birthday party for your fourth birthday. Then you want one for your fifth, has to be bigger. Sixth has to be bigger. Seventh has to be bigger. By the time you're 21... Do you know what I mean? It's hiring Lady Gaga.
But you see as well, I don't know, there's a bit of me that thinks I'm being a bit Scroogey kind of giving out about it, because it'll kind of taper down the other side, does it not, for a few years. When they get into their teens, they tend to whittle it down to just a couple of friends. And
they do, but then the presents are bigger, you know, so it's always going to hit
you. It's an iPhone as opposed
to... exactly. But also, even if you have, say...
a jersey.
Say 20 kids, you wish your class was that small, but say there's 20 kids in the class and everyone has a birthday. And then every parent who brings a kid to that birthday party has to spend €20 on a small present, which is small technically. But you have to, if you've got to go to 20 birthday parties over the year.
Cash presents.
Yeah, 20 by 20 by 20.
Cash presents.
Give cash.
Oh yeah, our school.
Are you in the mafia?
Yeah, our school has the fiver ahead, or is it a tenner ahead? I can't remember, but it's just, I don't know where it came from, this culture, this tradition, but it's great, because what it means is then that the young person has at the end of it €60 that they can just go and buy a jersey with or something, and they have one thing, as opposed to kind of 10 bits of tat that cost a fiver.
100%,
from
I agree
Smith's
with you. But you know how sinister your birthday parties are sounding. Do you know what I mean? It's like, well, we get like three or four guys together. Everyone throws in a tenner.
The woods. They light a fire. They give him cash.
Exactly. And if you need to bury something, you bury something on the way.
You know, 10 kids went into the woods, 9 came out. That's what happens.
Happy birthday.
Aideen, what about the kind of the goodie bag thing? I mean, where do you stand on that? So Steve, absolutely down on goodie bags. I'm all for them. I mean, the more the merrier.
I have to, my daughter is really young and she finds it really difficult to give a present at a birthday party. She's like, but where's mine?
Absolutely.
You know, she's too young. So the party bag, to leave with the party bag is my, like, get out of jail. You know, it's like, don't worry, there's going to be a party bag and you're going to get a surprise in it. So I think, like, definitely yes to party bags, but I like all the tat that comes in them. Like, I'm just really big on, like, edible ones, lots of, like, chocolate or, like, some, you know, those spoons that have chocolate in hardened on them, and then you put them into milk to make a hot chocolate, like something like that.
Yeah.
Something that disappears but is a bit novel for them, because I just cannot be dealing. I've done the whole go to Mr. Price and get all the, like, the tat and put them into the bags, and it's so wasteful and it's so bad for the environment. But yeah, I do think, unfortunately, they're probably a necessity.
The whole goodie bag thing is a stupid arms race where one parent tries to one-up another parent and suddenly we're all suffering. It's a nonsense and it never happened down in Watford when I was a kid, says somebody. But I like this. I thought I was being Scrooge-like. Here's how you do goodie bags. You get all the leftover sweets and selection boxes from Christmas and the Easter eggs and freeze them. And then the night before the party, defrost them and chuck them into a bag and give them to the kids.
Well, the one thing I know,
I like that.
I'm not a chocolatier, but I do know if you freeze chocolate and then you thaw it, it goes white and it looks awful. So I would love to be at that guy's party. But I will say this, I'm beginning to fall in love with your listeners. They all seem to be saying, they're singing my song.
Wait to hear this. Things could be worse. When my kids were young enough for parties, we lived in New York and we had a backyard. We had a keg for the parents and barbecue food and piñatas and a medium-sized blow-up pool for the kids.
Stop.
Yeah. And you know, what happens there eventually happens here.
Oh, that's true enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, piñatas are around now. You can buy a piñata in your local Tesco, although you have to fill it. Have you ever seen one of those?
Sorry, those ones that are in Tesco places don't have sweets in them.
No,
you have
they're
to fill
empty.
Them yourself.
And they're like 15, 20 quid and they're empty.
Oh, good
but also,
God.
They're made from, I swear to God, if like...
Sorry, I guarantee you somebody has bought one of them, hung it up at the kids' party, gone through the whole rigmarole of breaking it open and only then realised the thing was empty.
If you picked it up and if you felt it that light, it's your fault. But those things are, they should make cars out of the material they make those piñatas out of. It is unbelievably hard. I'm a strong man. I'd be bashing those things. They really are incredibly hard to break.
Yeah.
They're just too, they have, you know, obviously for transport and to hold that many sweets, they have to be solid. But I always had this vision, you know, some kid would hit and it would explode in a beautiful shower of candy.
I can't really, I can't offer any feedback on that because I'm a grown adult, Steve. I don't hit piñatas. You're not meant to be doing it. The kids are.
When you get to my age, you'll hit every chance you get, you'll hit something. Just Steve, to make yourself feel better.
Steve Comments, comedian, Aideen Finnegan, podcast producer with the Irish Times. Thank you both very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.